Logan, we'll get started. Welcome, everybody. Oh, the longest. He's in San Juan, is he?
He was.
Yeah, he is in San Juan. I never liked him anyway. He's in San Juan.
I was smoking a Cuban cigar, so.
Yeah. Wow. It's just not right. Okay. All right. Well.
Stay focused.
Yeah. It's hard.
I'm trying.
You got warm weather and. Okay. We have the minutes for December 4th and January 7th. Oh yeah, we did have so. Has everyone been able to read the minutes?
I did.
Discussion on the 4th. Any minutes? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, opposed? Okay, January 7th. Motion. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, very good. Okay, resolutions. What we're going to do is we'll try to move some people out to be here all night. So, Sylvia, would you like to go? This is number 73, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into a county national business for the Department of Informational Services. I'll take a motion to approve.
I'll make it.
Second?
Second for discussion.
Discussion, go ahead. Okay. Do you have any questions? Or Sylvia?
November.
Yep. So, no questions here?
Okay.
All in favor?
So this one we talked about, this is just the actual funding.
Yes.
Actually, I'd like to add something. We added more devices to it. That's why it's back in front of you. So, although we did talk about it, that's your answer.
But the amount is the same.
No, it went up because I added devices.
Isn't it? $62,380.44.
Over the course of the contract. So
$380.44. That's the total add over the 3-year period.
Correct.
For the additional devices.
And is. Mm-hmm. 22 devices at and 3 locations in 19th Finisher.
And what?
Finisher. What goes on the copier to do stapling, the special finishes. Yeah.
How many?
19.
Okay. So I'll leave the motion where it was. So we'll, if we're good with discussion, we'll vote again. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Okay, I think that's all you have.
I have one for the Information Technology Services for the
Mayor. Okay, 69. Okay. Okay, 69 is authorizing the chairman of the outstanding legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Information Technology Services, Department of Information Services. Motion. Second.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
And this is the security system?
Security for all of the things.
It's a service that will constantly check the external facing pieces of the network, so firewalls and things that are out in the DMZ, which is the demilitarized zone where there's stuff that can be accessed by the public. So it checks that.
So it's an additional security firewall.
It's checking out firewalls to make sure that we're not getting,
you're not compromised.
Correct. Yes.
Do we currently have it?
Yes. We had it for free with a grant. It was grant funded for a couple of years. So we got to have it for a couple of years. And then the grant money ran out. So we got to have it for a couple of years.
Did we go after our fee for it?
Thank you.
Other questions?
And this is for what length of term?
This is from November 14th to November 15th.
I'm
getting this over.
October.
Is that October?
2014.
October 3rd. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Since we're bouncing here, 45, resolution 45 supporting budget line items for the Catskill Park Mechanical Forest Reserve and the New York State Environmental Protection Fund.
Is this a memorializing resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Chairman
Briggs?
Yes. I can say a word on that if you want.
Where is?
Our coalition is a group of nonprofits in the area that strongly support this resolution as a way to keep the forest safe for people and have information available for people who come in. So we're requesting support on that.
And I moved up on the motion then for approval.
Motion for discussion.
Second. Okay. Other discussion, committee members?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tracy.
It's urging for $1,000 budget line of $4 million. Is that, like, how does that number, I don't know what that number
is. The largest number we thought we could have for would have any sense that we might get even more budget. The for that cost,
yeah, is that thing.
$50 million or something, and the technical park there just had a line, so we tend to get whatever is left over for groups and drafts. Recently, we went to agriculture in the Hudson Valley and the Southern Tier. We're in both the Hudson Valley and the Southern Tier, but we got none of the money because none of it went to the technical park. So this is an attempt to bring dedicated funding to a park that doesn't have an agency and doesn't have the resources of other region, but we're not a region that's recognized, and so this gets us into the ball land for all the money that's taken.
This says $400,000.
But the result is that they establish a budget line of $4 million.
So whereas the sense of $400,000 is stating that there is currently under the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation the opportunity for an estimated $400,000 in smart growth grant applications. So it's just saying that's what's currently available.
So that's what it got probably last year.
Right. Well, that's what's coming out. Grant coming out this year. You're looking. So what you're looking for is in the result.
Thank you.
Can I just ask one more question?
Yes, sure.
To the chair, are there movements with our state leaders? I realize this would go to them, but, I mean, are you lobbying directly for
this? We're requesting this resolution at this time because on February 11th, we're having a Catskill Park Awareness Day. Last year, 50 different individuals and organizations were there. This year, we're hoping to have at least that many, maybe double that many. And so we'd like to have these resolutions in place as we go in to talk to the legislators. And there's been some advance with all the legislators in the Catskill region with support from them.
That's who's listed here?
Yeah, in terms of who we're forwarding to. Lopez,
that's how many. Yeah, but it's right there. I suppose you just said it.
Other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, very good. Thank you. Thanks, Kathy, for the filling there. Appreciate it. Resolution number 70, authorizing chair of the Elsa County Legislature to call public hearing, is required under Article 25AA of the Agricultural Markets Law regarding the 8-year review of Agricultural District Number 2 and providing direct notice to affected municipalities, Department of Planning.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Any questions?
This is
a
typical review.
They're very
different.
Every 8 years.
All in favor?
Okay.
8 years. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
That's going to come back to haunt
you. Yeah. 71 reappointing member. 71 reappointing member and appointing alternate to the Ulster County Planning Board. Have planning. Thank you.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor? I'm sorry, yes.
Confirming, I'm assuming Thomas Wilkin is a Gardner address for the...
That's correct.
Okay.
Good. Ken?
That's what I was gonna...
Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Okay. 72, appointing the execution of contract in excess of $6,000 entered into by the county Martin Lejudice Department of Planning. Motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Lynn, second?
Again?
Discussion?
Hold on, let me get to it.
This is for both Daltons, right?
Yes. And the for 72, it's 80% federal, 20% state.
So there's zero county?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't find it in a second, but when looking up here, you're seeing the contract and the categorization of work. There's a bunch of sections that say it could be added by supplemental agreement or not in this agreement. But by approving this contract, are we approving those additional services, or will they come before? And why are they in here, but that's supposed to be added?
Yeah, we'll come back to the committee. We split the contract into two separate portions. One is the scoping document to examine. This is exactly what we told the committee when they approved the change in the capital project. So the project is split into basically a discussion of alternatives. So once we choose the alternative, we'll come back for the detailed design work to the committee for an extension of the contract. The committee have another opportunity to approve that contract once we finish up the initial work from the contract.
This allows us then for it would be the same contractor. It allows an interim approval, but it's one.
The consultant was chosen from the entire project, mm-hmm. All right, and it was done by a qualification-based process. And then what we've done is, and this is standard procedure, by the way, for NYSDOT. We split it into a scoping portion of the project under numerous alternatives. So we'll look at those alternatives. There are two corridors here. There's the U&D corridor and the O&W corridor to look at. Once we look at a preferred alternative with respect to those, we'll be back and then begin detailed design on one of the corridors.
No,
it makes sense to try to do detailed design on both of them.
Does the MAP cover the detailed design or no?
The ITP does, yes. The short answer is yes.
So the $90,000 will cover it?
No, $90,000 is just on the scoping. There's another about $145,000 available on the tip for funds.
Because you're still exploring two options.
That's correct.
And before it gets finalized, you're going to come back here and come to the table with what they determine.
We'll come back with a preferred alternative with a contractor to detail design on that.
Does it require another contract?
We'll have a discussion about what the alternatives are. It would be great to have that discussion before the contract comes back. So we have some heads up to digest before we go there.
There are public meetings in this contract. So there are at least two public meetings in the contract.
Yes. And the reason we broke it into two phases is because depending on which route you end up going, there are different design parameters, but one involves a new bridge and the other does not. And so the cost of the detailed design varies on which route we end up taking. So we come back and we figure out which route we're going to use, it comes to you, and then we'll know what the design cost would be for both of them.
Those public hearings would be in the legislature.
No, they'd be public ready for the project.
Would you, if possible, can you channel that through if you're somebody that the body can email?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
No other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do we have any new business?
He's old business. He's old business.
I think it would be helpful to maybe have a discussion with regards to the various elements that we're discussing for the standing committee. We've had a lot of work done over the last couple of months with regards to economic development, but we have technology, we have tourism, and I think it would be great to have those heads come and just talk to us about what's on the agenda this year, what are the things they're planning, what direction are they going, so that we are well-versed as to what's happening.
That's why Everett here. Suzanne will be here next month and every quarter after that. And depending on what you hear from Rick, if you want him quarterly, we'll divide them so that every month we'll have a different speaker, so to speak, but then quarterly. Those folks will be able to come in, and if need be, if there's a short window on something, we would ask them to come back perhaps the following month, or if we need a special meeting to get back to us, because I know that's important. So, that's you. Great.
Is anybody into anybody?
Yes.
All right, good. We were going to play a video. It would take us a few minutes to get set up. We'll come back and show you a video next time.
Okay.
It's Tony Moreno and Whitney Bowers from Focus Media. We were going to do a PowerPoint. We couldn't get in here, so we'll just pass out the PowerPoint.
Do
you
want to take a couple minutes to set up?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, this is the PowerPoint, right?
That's right.
So we'll do the video. Yeah, we'll show the video. I'll get my...
Great.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. Let's show it to you.
Is it a pirated copy of American Sniper? Or?
Stay away from that. Looks like that's the crap. You'll also have a copy of the PowerPoint we're going to show. I just want to give you a quick brief overview of what we did in 2014, and then Tony and I will give you an idea of what we're going to do this year. Coming up, we've done last year a lot of travel and trade shows. You can see the list in New Jersey, also New York Times Travel Show. I just got back 3 weekends ago. We did the New York Times Travel Show in Jacob Javits Center. It's the largest consumer travel show in the country. We had a lot of interest. We did it as a region with I Love New York, Catskill region. That way, we have paid money. And we got a fantastic response. And we continue to do this throughout. As most of you know, or some of you know, I'm a golfer. I like to go to golf shows. Basketball courts, baseball courts, so that's every one of them from small.
You're more than welcome. We like to do thanks to Grand Source Conference last year in Delaware, this year in Pennsylvania. We've done a number of shows in the New England area, Hartford in particular. You can see on page 2, we go, our staff goes to a number of local events throughout the year.
Have you ever gone to the Empire Farm Days?
No.
300,000 people in one place.
When is it?
It's usually August the 1st. Always in August.
Well, certainly
in other counties are there.
Okay, I'll check it. Do you mind if I contact you?
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll definitely consider it. We have 300,000 people. There's probably some place we should be. You can see the number of local events we go to. Last year, we produced a new cultural heritage guide, which listed 31 historic sites in the county. We had a new golf guide, which was very popular. We distribute all these throughout the county, 10 contiguous counties, New York State Thruway, 3 stops, along with our travel guide, 120,000 annually. And we're also in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut. We're getting the word out to all over the Northeast. And, of course, we mail them out. So we get a lot of interest. People look on our website, request a guide. So we've done that continuously throughout the years. And it's a great way to promote the county and get a lot of people to come and visit us. We've done, in 2014, we've done a number of website enhancements. This is a screenshot of our new website. Tony, I know you're all busy over there. Would you like to take this, or do you want me to show?
Sure. I don't have it in front of me, but thank you so much for that. If you take a look at the new website homepage there, since we came aboard 5 years ago and the site was originally built, we've given a couple of facelifts. We haven't revamped the website, which we'll talk about for 2015. We haven't redone or rebuilt the whole site. What we've done is try and work within the system and within the platform that it was on and try and make it more appealing, fall within the brand that we've been utilizing out there. So this is what you have there. And during the past year, we just try and make it more user-friendly. We listened to the advisory board, kind of some feedback that they were giving us. We added weddings and wellness. They were kind of burying events before, and we were hearing from the properties, we think it should be more prominent on the site. So we created a wellness page, revamped the weddings page a little bit, definitely made it more prominent. Wellness page for spas and retreats. Again, that was something that came back from the properties, and not just those on the advisory board, but even when we met with the lodging coalition, we met with some of the wellness properties. We had a special meeting with them. That was something they said if there was anything we could do to make them more prominent on the site, give them a little bit more space. So we did that.
Weddings are a big part of the economy. Walter County has become, yes, it has. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So we
enhanced that, devoted some more space. We've mentioned in the past an online reservation system is something that we put in place last year so that somebody could come to the tourism site. We're bringing in a ton of visitors through web traffic, so we wanted to give them an opportunity. The properties, again, we listened to them. They felt like they weren't getting enough leads from the site in the past. Before this online reservation system, it was a form that they would receive via email. And now this system actually takes them to a page. They say when they want to stay, it takes them to a page, gives an opportunity for prices to be displayed, how much it potentially costs for that night based on the property, and then it directs. It's connected right into the booking system at the property.
So, advisory board, who's on the board?
We have about 20 people appointed by the county executive. Some of the major players of the county is the general manager of Mohawk, for instance, the owners of Rocky Horse Ranch, Honor Saban. And then we also have some of the smaller properties, B&B owners, 1850 House in Rosendale. So it's a cross-section of the tourism industry. And we've been meeting with them for the past 8 years on a quarterly basis. We've got a lot of their advice and input, and we really listen to them. It's great to have someone like the general manager of Mohawk giving us advice, and because obviously they know what they're doing, and they'd like to keep abreast of what our department's doing. If they have any good suggestions, then we definitely follow it.
So since putting in the, the booking system, I would assume that you are now starting to run statistics around, you know, how many reservations are coming in, how many referrals. I mean, are you doing any kind of data collection so that you're assessing the performance of what it is you put in
place? We are. So the properties that are getting the leads are the ones that have these existing systems or have opted into, it's actually a free reservation system that they will give properties. So we're having more success with a Garden Plaza, something to that size. Not Best Western, because they have an existing system. When we brought this on, what we said was that the company that we work with, Book Direct, they have a free system that properties who don't even have a reservation system can utilize. It's here's a link with a video, they'll connect you, they'll get you in. So we're keeping tabs, trying to add more and more properties. We visit a lodging in front of the Lodging Coalition probably 3 times, explained, telling them about the system. We gave them 2 really full, this is how the whole system works, please spread the word. The properties that are using it, we're getting great feedback on. The properties that are, and it seems to be the smaller B&Bs that are just less, they're less resistant to plug into it right away because it seems like something else that they have to do with their small business. But we're adding more and more properties to it, which is the key.
Go ahead, Chris.
That was kind of my question. The phone was, what I'm curious about is statistically, not just in terms of feedback, but are you able to say, through this website, we've gotten 25 bookings last month for X property?
We can't have the actual booking because once they come through our system, they go to the property and they book in. Now, the property could tell us that, but the system that we have in place can't do that because they don't actually do the booking on our site or on the system. It goes right into the system of the property.
So why would you have that as an interface if you can collect no data from it? And versus just a link to the property reservation system.
But we couldn't just link right into the reservation system. We also couldn't give an opportunity for a property before that wasn't being found on the internet. For instance, the 1850 house maybe has less money to spend on their advertising. So now they're coming up on a page. If somebody's looking to stay this weekend, Friday to Sunday, they put their dates in, a user does, and a page comes up with the rates for Garden Plaza, 1850 house, Mohonk Mountain house. It's an aggregator. So it gives them, through our site, it gives an opportunity. It's exposure for the properties.
But there's no way of capturing how many referrals we're making as a result of this? I mean, because you want
referrals, yes. I can give you that. Not give you that, but we can see that. We have a dashboard that we log into. So we know that last month, 150 referrals were sent to Garden Plaza. And 25.
Could Garden Plaza then tell us how many of them were confirmed? That's the way you have to do it.
They would have to look into the analytics of their system, but in theory, yes, they could. I would have to. I can't answer for Deb Harris. I know that she's over there at Garden Plaza, but she has told us I'm seeing a spike, and she was one of the ones that said before, previous to the system, it was a form that they would fill out by hand that would get emailed to them. And a lot of the properties weren't even seeing it, and it was cumbersome for the user, too, to fill it out and then wait for the person to call them back. This is all, you know, it's flowing right through their system.
Yeah, I think it's about assessing an investment like this, and what are we getting from it, and, you know, so what are our indicators, what are the measurements of this is a successful tool, what can it do, can it do more?
Yeah, and one thing that we don't have it doing right now under those, we do pay a subscription fee for this, is it doesn't have a mobile capability, so that's something that we're looking at and say we need, but we would really like to have more users on it. That's how we're assessing it, saying I'd like to get more users. If we have 300 properties, we want to have as many of those 300 on it as we can. But it does give us a dashboard to look at things like that, when people are coming to it, and all that, what the spike is, the times of year, and the spikes go around when the spikes to our website are.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, that would be things that I would find interesting, just to see, we're investing in these tools,
what are we getting for them? You know, what are the results? You know, how are you measuring success? And is it worth the investment? When you said the subscription fee for the system, you know, I don't know how much that would be. Is it based on usage? Is it just an annual fee?
It's an annual fee.
And then, so are we doing any kind of analysis that says it's worth the investment? It's worth having it on there as an interest?
Well, as far as the analysis, we're making sure that it's still getting leads, that the numbers are up. They continue to go up. So if it was a total of, and I don't have the numbers with me off the top of my head, but if it was 3,000 leads last year, then if we look at the analytics and we're trending downward, well, what are we doing differently? Maybe we need to move it on our site. Maybe we need to promote it more. But we haven't had that. We've continued to trend up with it. As far as
we're meeting with the Tourism Advisory Board next month, it's March 5th, and we can certainly talk to them about that if they want to give us some feedback. It's up to the Roberts to get that. And I'm sure they'd be happy to share.
Yeah, and is it enough of a value add?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it's not, then what are we doing?
Yeah, we're trying to get the more bookings. So yeah. But you're absolutely right.
How do you measure that you're getting the more bookings? That's the point, right?
Do you know what it costs us, roughly?
I think it's $3,500.
No, it's $5,700.
$5,700.
Annually?
Yes,
annually.
Yep.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think that obviously the ideal would be to know how many bookings come out as a result, but the numbers you're talking about in terms of at least how many hits and how many referrals, it'd be nice for us to see actually what those numbers are on a monthly basis over the course of the time. I mean, that would be helpful. And the other question I have is how are you reaching out to what you talk about, the smaller B&Bs and some resistance? How are you getting the word out to the smaller B&Bs that this possibility exists for them? Because I would think that this would be especially good for them, especially if it popped up, because as you mentioned, smaller B&Bs, it might be literally mom and pop run, not have any money into their advertising.
It's a free system, it's referral,
yeah,
that's
something. Yeah, and we've reached out to them. We have all the B&Bs in the database, and we've sent them invitations. We had, like Tony mentioned, we have met with the Ulster County Lodging Coalition and invited them all to come to was at Best Western 6 months ago, 9 months ago. We can certainly reach out again and try to get more participation.
Yeah. What percentage of the Lodging Coalition in Ulster County already have representation on the site?
On the site, percentage-wise, well, I need to know the whole number, but I believe that we're up to, I think it's 120 that are tapped into the database. As far as the number of properties,
I'd say it's about 20 to 25%.
That's fine.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, and we've probably done three last over the 16, 17 months. It's a little bit longer than that, maybe 18 months that we've been using it. We've done three last and at least three appearances in front of the Lodging Coalition to talk about this, including one where we actually did a webinar of this is how you hook it up. And it's not just here today. We'll send you this, you know, we'll go back to your property and we'll send you this and you follow this and it'll plug in.
And as far as the mom and pops, I don't know, I'm not so familiar with the Lodging Coalition, so I don't know how active, but I know that, for example, in the town I represent, the local business association, the Gardner Business Association, Association of Business, the mom and pops are active in that association, so you might have to tap into the local chambers, and the super local chambers, the town business organization.
And we should add that we have gone to New Paltz Regional Chamber. We've done a presentation in front of them and talked about that we have this system available, among other things, giving a report of kind of what we're doing for that. The Kiwanis, we've gone to Kiwanis.
Have talked to the Rondo Valley Business Association, SOPIS Alliance. We're out all the time to the local chambers, and so they're aware of it. But I think we probably should revisit it in the new year, because I'm not happy with 20 or 25% participation.
Yeah.
And it's a free service for them. So
I've just made enough to call several people.
It's like everything else, word of mouth is.
But again, I guess it goes back to, I would assume that you all have, looking at the performance indicators that you're measuring with the trust, I personally would be interested in just seeing that, just to see progress you're making, kind of connecting the dots on the proposals and plans that you're putting in place, and to know, you know, what the results are. So
I will say this: I was in the hospitality industry for 5 years at the Benelli Grand Resort, and properties, and they go from the biggest to the smallest. Are a little reticent about them sharing some of those numbers with you. So it's not like you just ask, oh, yeah, let me, because they're, you know, it's competition.
No, but even knowing how many referrals you're making.
Right.
And, you know, what is the system doing? What's the interaction? You've got 25% of the hospitality base that are using the system. And of that, what are your, you know, monthly referrals for the, you know, various facilities? I mean, just even basic information like that is helpful when you're thinking about, you know, what's the next program, what are you looking at, you know, to know what are your, how do you measure this stuff? I know there's a number out there saying we've seen a 22% increase in tourism, right? So how do you look at that? What do you, you know, what's entailed there? It's just part of a dialogue that I think we could be having.
Sure, I didn't make sure I get that. We're talking specifically about this booking edition that we just had.
Yeah. Right. And but I'm just saying, it's this and the bigger pieces over.
Yeah, and just to say, what we do look at that a couple of times a year, and it's main. We look at the times when we know there's a lot of traffic to the site, so saying, okay, what does it look like in season? What does it look like out of season? When we're
over hours
out of
season?
Yeah, exactly.
Peaks and that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got one question by Ken, and then.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to just say something first. Having worked previously in county tourism marketing, I have to say, in Rick's defense, it's a very difficult business, and there's never enough time to do everything that could be done, and everyone always has different strategies you could use that have validity. You can go in different directions, and you may have some good results from it. The key thing is getting that right mix of activities and being able to produce the measurable results. And I think what I'm hearing here tonight is that there are members of this committee that would like to be more involved in hearing about how that mix is decided and what those indicators are moving forward. That being said, I'd like to just ask the question at the macro level. One of your slides here had tourism spending has increased by 6.1%, I guess it's referring to 2013 over 2012, to a total of $505 million. For a county the size of Ulster, that sounds like an incredibly huge number. And I have to ask where that number is, how you're measuring that number. Is that one of these smoke and mirrored numbers that includes, well, if we get X amount in, it turns over in the community 17 billion times, and that's how we get to here, or what?
I'm not sitting in the back of my office calculating these numbers.
Where does it come from?
It comes from, I love New York, hires a firm, it's called Oxford Economics, and they measure tourism numbers throughout the state of New York. It's measuring direct and indirect tourism spending, accommodations, different gas, lodging, you name it. And it's a very legitimate study. We've been very fortunate. The state is always a year behind. As I'm sure you're not surprised with that, but we've been very fortunate. $505 million, it is an increase of 6%. I know when I started 8 years ago, we were considerably behind Dutchess County. And we just passed them this year. They increased 1% to $485 million, and we went from 474 to 505. So we're very happy with that and pleased, and hopefully it'll continue. But yes, New York State Economic Development is a social.
And it's in category.
Yes. be happy to provide the committee. It's about a, I'd say it's about a 30-page report.
I don't need sort of pictures for it.
I'd love to see it. I don't want to jump in front of you.
All right.
Just a 30-page study of my work.
But you know, when I think about this and then I start to think about the stuff that's going to happen on the trail, I mean, clearly having some baselines and understanding of what we're seeing and then what we potentially can have when you start to put in an engine. I mean, is there any way that you're capturing trail activity attached to that? I mean, do you know what they're doing? Is it, are they identifying what you're supposed to do?
Over a great
proposal of the Lloyd's Association for Suitable Backstop of Mechanism in Indonesia. Golf International Performers Pilot Consortium and World Cup Music Fresh Air Impact Institute. Ulster County, go ahead and take my back.
I usually fill that one. check their bookstore down the park. We'll let them know that.
Okay, everybody be careful out there. Young is during the day, so just breathe.